As of the first weekend in May, there were nearly 500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Harrisonburg, according to the Virginia Department of Health. The city is among the regions of the state with the highest ratio of positive cases compared to population. This has led to an uptick in phone calls to midwife Misty Ward. She's the owner and clinical director of the Brookhaven Birth Center outside Harrisonburg. Over a single weekend, she says she received 6 calls from pregnant women seeking consultation. This is compared to about 2 consultations per month in normal times.
They are afraid to walk into a hospital where the exposure is so much greater than them being in the safety of their home or in a facility that has no sick people in it.
A decent percentage of callers are late transfers, meaning women in the third trimester who maybe were planning on a hospital birth, but given the city's recent spike of COVID cases, are now having second thoughts. Late transfers aren't ideal.
But, we're making exceptions due to COVID.
Late transfers leave little time to develop the relationship that is foundational to the midwifery model of care. It's why midwife and licensed physician Sarita Bennett of Winding River Birth Center in Charlottesville says she screens late transfers so carefully. She's looking not only for potential complications, but she also wants to make sure the client isn't coming to her based on fear of the hospital.
It's such a completely different model of care that you have to understand what it is you're choosing. If they're more running from the hospital than they are choosing out-of-hospital birth, then that can be a higher risk situation with more likelihood that they'll wind up in the hospital regardless.
Like other healthcare providers right now, midwives have put pandemic-specific protocols in place. More virtual visits, limiting the number of people in the birthing center, taking clients' temperatures before they come inside. Constant disinfection. Misty Ward again.
You know, we're having a really hard time getting basic cleaning supplies like I guess everybody's having this issue, but bleach and, masks. We actually just got 300 masks dropped off right before you called.
Ward says she's only doing home births right now on a case-by-case basis, preferring the more controlled environment of the birthing center.
So, you know, there's more responsibility when you have a home birth.
Sarita Bennett again.
Anybody that's going to have a home birth with us is following those same kinds of isolation and decontamination protocols so that we're safe coming to them and they're safe with us coming into their environment. So it's a bit of a community effort for everyone to follow those.
It's one of the reasons why the American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend home births. They and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend birth centers and, of course, hospitals as the safest bet. The preference by the medical establishment for hospital births does not surprise midwife Debbie Wong. She's with Nine Moons Midwifery in Charlottesville.
Well, they've never recommended it.
Wong welcomes the influx of interest.
I almost feel like, we should just welcome this. This is what we have been advocating for years.
Misty Ward wonders if this sudden interest will continue after the pandemic is over.
I think it's very interesting for me to see so many women having an interest in out-of-hospital birth now, and they have, this external motivator of a virus. But I'm wondering if after all of this is over, if home birth is going to become a little bit more mainstream, if women are going to realize, oh, wow, this safe option has always been here.
The main way that I get clients is word of mouth from other people that I've served. So the more people that have home births, the more people will be influenced to consider doing it as well.
One big change midwives want to see, more streamlined credentialing. Right now, some states recognize some credentials, others don't. It causes confusion and chaos as states such as New York, which has been hammered by the pandemic, try to bring in midwives from out of state to help with all the births. In her role as the president of the Midwives Alliance of North America, Sarita Bennett sees the problem.
So what a lot of people don't understand is that this consumer demand is difficult to meet in a climate where there are trade restrictions against midwifery, very much controlled by, the people who say it's not safe when it is.
Time will tell if the pandemic is what ends up mainstreaming midwifery. For WMRA News, I'm Jessie Nadler.